Hi, my name is Janie Bolthorpe, and when I began treatment for my hypothyroidism, I was first put on Synthroid. Later, another doctor switched me to Levoxyl. Both were dosed solely according to the TSH lab test. Synthroid, Levoxyl, levothyroxine, Eltroxin, Oroxine, and a variety of other thyroxine medications are synthetic, man-made T4 only. They have been widely and popularly prescribed by doctors for 50 years. And even though they are synthetic, they are said to be an exact copy of our own T4. T4 is a thyroid storage hormone. And as your body needs it, it's meant to convert to the active, immune-strengthening, brain-sharpening, and life-giving T3 thyroid hormone. But the problem with being on a T4-only medication, synthetic or not, is that the body is not meant to live on conversion alone. A healthy thyroid would be giving you not only T4, but also direct T3, T2, T1, and calcitonin. A healthy thyroid does not force you to live for conversion alone. And neither are you meant to live for conversion alone on a medication. But you do, thanks to being on a T4-only medication, and lingering hypothyroid symptoms result, such as depression, or a lovely new belly, or bathroom scales which you hate, or dry skin or dry hair, or lovely thinning outer eyebrows, or less stamina than your 90-year-old grandmother, or a need for an afternoon nap, or anxiety, or a diagnosis of fibromyalgia or alopecia, or rising cholesterol, or rising blood pressure, and or wanting to wear an extra layer of clothing when everyone else is warm enough. You are also at a high risk of getting adrenal fatigue with its low cortisol, another problem you'll have to treat. And because you have lingering hypothyroid symptoms from being on an inadequate medication, your clueless doctor works hard to band-aid your continuing symptoms by putting you on more medications, like statins, or blood pressure meds, or pain medications, or antidepressants. Or your doctor raises your thyroxine. Or your wise doctor says you just simply need to exercise more and eat less. Or your brilliant doctor says, it's your age. Or he'll say, well, mothers get tired. Or he'll say, it's just your genetic makeup. Or you have lots to be depressed about. Or not everyone is meant to have a temperature of 98.6. What a bunch of baloney. Want to know more? The website has it, and the Stop a Thyroid Madness book has even more detail, including the history of T4 and why it's such a lousy medication. I'm glad you listened, and I wish you the best on your quest for better knowledge.